You are heartily welcome to meet me, and I'm afraid we have been doing extremely well during our oversight. I think we're making a positive mark for ourselves and this portfolio community, and I'm sure we will continue doing that. As we progress, the stage where we were of nesting entity
will come to its logical conclusion and will start working normally and deal with the issues. And thank you for your understanding. I could see some of you really wanted to get to the details as early as possible, but it was important for us to lay a proper foundation with all these entities. Before I really get asked to deal with the agenda, let me take this moment to congratulate one of you, a member of staff, who went away to go and represent our country in sports some 2 weeks ago, and she's back, and I'm told that she's a world champion in international natural bodybuilding association. Yeah, International Natural Bodybuilding Association, World Cup Women's Bodybuilding. And this is for the second time, Advocate Nell. So as we clap hands for her, I think we must also take cue. This is now spring. I can see we had carried some big bodies for winter. It is time to shed and support her. We are very proud of you, Advocate. We can see how disciplined you are when it comes to what you are eating, and we want to place it on record that you inspire. Most of us here will try and follow a good example. So you are still a junior. You'll be a master after 39 years. Yeah. So most of us are already masters here, except Honorable Mapena. I'm sure you're still a junior, Honorable Mapena. Congratulations. Okay. Thank you. Now we have an agenda in front of us. Three items. Can you adopt the agenda, or do you have any other thing on the agenda? Honorable Hans Singer.
Thank you, Jay. Before we get to the agenda, can I offer our sincere sympathy and condolences upon the sad incident and the passing on of one of our deputy ministers, Minister Hlongwa, to the ANC caucus, also to comrade members of this committee. Our deepest sympathy and condolences to all.
Thank you, Honorable Hansinga, Honorable Shabangu.
There's nothing much to say, but I was just suggesting that if you can have just a moment of silence before we start. Thank you.
Okay, that is in order. Can we all stand up and have a moment of silence? The Honorable Member will lead us on the moment of silence.
their souls are left in peace. Amen.
Thank you. All right. Item number one. There is a report that we need to consider. For the fourth quarter, on item number one, Valerie.
Sure, I just want to indicate that these four members who were here previously in this committee, that it's the first report on quarterly expenditure that's done, because there's a requirement from Parliament now that committees should, where possible, report on quarterly expenditure by the department as soon as possible after its briefing on the expenditure. The report that was circulated to members, Chair, there's nothing new. Members would have seen this information before, and I will just explain why. From page 1 through to page 5, 2.11, that analysis was done for the fourth quarter expenditure of the department by Dr. Ngesi, and that information in the report was as the information that was submitted to the Standing Committee on Appropriation. So when Dr. Ngesi did the analysis on the fourth quarter expenditure, that is information that would have been tabled to SCOA, and that is 2.1 to 2.11 is about, Chair. The information from page 5 through that deals with the achievement and some achievement by the department for the fourth quarter, and the expenditure for the first quarter is information that was presented by the to the committee by the department on the 20th of August. Chair, just so that the committee can know, normally we do the department are normally called to do a briefing on the expenditure of the department after around 6-7 weeks at the end of the quarter. For this report, we did not have the SCOA information for the first quarter. So the information that in the report is for the first quarter expenditure. It's information that was presented by the department. So Dr. Ngesi could not do an analysis on the expenditure of the first quarter year. So we basically have to believe what they presented at this stage. My suggestion, Chair, for the next quarter expenditure, members will note it on the program, that the committee don't deal with expenditure of the department within the first 8 weeks after the end of the quarter. Rather allow an extra, maybe after only 8 weeks after the end of the quarter, so that information can go to SCOA, so that by the time the department comes here, the committee has information that is actually that is tabled, and that and then the committee can verify the information then that's presented to it. So, Chair, so that information up to page 12 is information that was presented to the department on the program quarter four and quarter one of 2019-20. Chair, the committee observations that was put in this report, members made a lot of comments, a lot of questions or clarity were asked, and members would have seen the responses from the department on a lot of those questions. The committee observations does not, because it's committee observations, it does not specifically, if a member says something, we don't necessarily put it in this report, because we are listening all the time when it comes to committee observations, Jay, and members for areas of overlap. So the committee observations here that was put in the report is on areas of overlap. So that the issues, Chair, I'm going to refer to it, were the issues raised on the quality assurance of the information that was presented. Members felt that some of the performance indicators in that meeting were substandard and needed to improve. The other areas that where I'm now on page 30, there were issues where there were areas of overlap was on the road safety program. There was a view that the department was silent on the strategies it was implementing to address the carnage on the road, 7.2. And the committee was of the view that the strategy of the department was fragmented. I remember some of the members said that that the campaign was very seasonal and that there should be a more radical departure from this approach. There were comments that the department needed to use technology to address the carnage on the road. There were issues raised about the safety of freight transport on the road, and that information was requested from the department on what their role is to ensure safety on the roads, as well as safety and availability of roadside stops for freight users on the country's roads. Another area of overlap was on the anti-fraud and corruption strategies, where members raised concerns about the unit and questioned whether there was a need for the unit. There were views that the role of the unit was not clear. Then there were also, another area of overlap was on the taxi capitalization program. Members queried the slow implementation and that there was a need to assess the program values and time frame. Members will also recall that the department was requested on an update on the revised program, as well as the new proposed tax setting allowance, as well as for time frame for participation on the program. Another area of overlap was on the implementation of the integrated public transport network. There were queries about the implementation and the rollout in certain municipalities. I think there was a specific one there with among our metropolitan municipality about the slow implementation there. And members of the committee also questioned whether the department monitored the spending of the funds in those implementing cities to ensure that the funds are spent at per dollar and that value for money was achieved. Another area of overlap was on vacancies and acting positions. Members can note the observation there. The other issue was on the spending for the road transport program, due to procurement delays in the Samba Sonke program. Members noted that the department, 7.8, was not reflecting the non-motorized transport in the quarterly expenditure report, although it was in the APP. 7.9, more than one member noted that there was an update needed from the department on the RSA cross-border operations, the issue of program performance, underperformance in civil aviation and maritime transport was mentioned, and there was an issue about consequence management. So there was a need for the department to implement those consequence management in all reported cases of unauthorized expenditure. Chair, as I mentioned, the observations here was where there was areas of overlap. So if we missed anything, it would be, then we can add it. Chair, you would note when we did the budget vote report, because of time frame, we had to assist the committee with drafting at it, but for way forward, because these reports must always, whether it's an oversight report, budget vote report, budget review, for an APP, it has to include the recommendations from the committee. This is a new committee, so we would like to hear the committee's views, and this is the first time where the committee has dealt with expenditure, that the committee gives us input on the recommendations. Bearing in mind, it's only the first report on expenditure, so that we can include this in the report, so that when it's ready for members for the committee to adopt. So we would like to use this opportunity, Chair, to add anything in terms of the observations that we missed and to complete the recommendation.
That is loud and clear. What do you say in Afrikaans? Heart and date lack. Okay, members, honorable member, hand singer.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as this is a very specific report dealing with expenditure and related activities referring to financial management within DOT, and the dissection from that into the entities given the seven programs which DOT has. The first question that arises in having to deal with a very specific financial report of a segment related to expenditure, the question arises, what do we do with this report? It's fine to add and then to in very specific way expand on reasons for non-expenditure, etc., etc., but where do we take this? What is the direction with this? So I would also then suggest, because that might direct our thinking as to the detail that we would want to add to this. If it simply is a reflection of minute in that we accept the report in the current state and we file it as, you know, equal to normal minutes of the meeting, it can be a quick process. However, if we as a committee, and this is my recommendation for your consideration, if we would want to construct a product which could be directed to Treasury, AG, DOT, whatever, whoever, but I would suggest that we just spend a minute on in consideration what the purpose of this report is, and therefore the depth of recommendation and content that we would want to add to this, because certainly it can be a useful tool and it can be a strategic framework for the rest of this term, since we are very early in our term. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Mani.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I totally agree with the colleague there. That was exactly my thinking. But without repeating what he said, I want also to consider his recommendation to help guide us to say, how do we then juxtapose? Well, if you look at the minutes for today, as Valerie has said already, that we received a response from the department on issues we raised. At what stage do we juxtapose all these? Because they are responses to some things, others they might affect this one or not. So it's very important to understand, again, what do we do with them when they respond? Do we say, okay, they've responded, we tick the box and let them go? Or do we engage on them and establish whether we are satisfied or not? That is my comment, adding on what then? We've got this report, we've seen it, what then? So for me, I just want to add the element of the responses from the department. How do we treat it? Thanks.
Let's take that. If we agree, maybe we must give it to allow Valerie to give us a direction so that we can begin to make our inputs thereafter. Valerie?
Chair, I was always on the side of caution. I'm sure my managers will kill me for this. But I would rather say to the committee, don't be rushed by this process. If this is not the time to consider the report, then don't, because this is a new committee. And wait till you're done with the budget review process, because a lot of those issues that were dealt with for the fourth quarter are issues that has to come up now in the annual report, because that was the committee's expenditure. Well, what your members would have seen in the fourth quarter is the expenditure and the performance for the department for the previous financial year. So I would tell them to tell this committee, pass this report, note what is in your report, go through the budget review process, raise those issues that that the department responded to, which the committee are not happy and are not satisfied, if there are any, in terms of those responses. And then after that, finalize that report, this report. There's no deadline to this one, really. The next time for the expenditure briefing is the end of November. So there is still time to deal with any reports. But I would say, Ms. Tunsing, as I said, the people who tick boxes at the office will not be happy with me. But I would say this is the committee's report ultimately. If the committee needs to spend more time with the department, especially on the fourth quarter expenditure, because it will come up in the next 2-3 weeks in the budget review, then I would say rather than use time to look at those responses from the department, look at Dr. Ngesi's analysis for the fourth quarter, look at what's going to come up in the department responses in the annual report, and then focus on the budget review, and only after that do this report, so that, because the committee will have an idea from the department's performance and that information that was tabled, what are the areas that need to be looked at more in depth coming for the next 5 years. Chair, I hope this answers the system.
Honourable Member Hans Singer.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, recognizing the input and the guidance given, the question still remains as to where do we take this report, and whether we should, to me a second point was raised now, you know, whether we should conclude with a report now. And again I say this is a very specific report in terms of the heading, in terms in that it says expenditure report, which to me immediately talks about financial management methodology, and something that immediately comes to mind is 640 million rand that wasn't spent, huge variance from Plaza depriving commuters of train use, to Sunroll, from Sunroll again to Eto portion. So those are direct issues that talk to financial management methodology under the heading of expenditure. When we park that point, and indeed we then consider delaying this report to make it part of not just the fourth quarter, but a whole year's expenditure or balance sheet or financials, it becomes a different report, and certainly that can be something in addition. Whereas I do find it useful to have a specific report on expenditure management. So I would really emphasize that apart from our personal experience, we also have minuted reports over previous terms and quarters where specific recommendations were made. And you can pick up from my comments that there's underlying frustration because recommendations are being repeated report by report. And I would really suggest that this committee reflects on the recommendations that we would find on record, and that we elevate this report as a very specific one, introducing this committee's compilation in this sixth parliament to then really address the issues since it's repeated over years. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Tolashe. Then Honourable Mandla.
Thank you very much, Chair. I thought after the input Honourable Mandla and the further explanation of our committee coordinator, I thought she was referring us to say, let's do the total work where we read all documents available to us, so that we can juxtapose, like Honorable Manzoi was really putting like it there, to say by the end of the day, as the Honorable Manzoi suggested, and how the administration is directed, we would have concluded what the Honorable Member wants to see. For me, we would have done all that. The baseline would be this report, and all that is being suggested by the I know some of us are new in politics, some of us have always been there. However, we need to find each other at some point, and there should be basis of that, as now we have this report. We are in a hurry, all of us, to make sure that the spending patterns are corrected, because they talk for us, they talk people benefiting out of that, or our people not benefiting because of the understanding. Of course we need to lift those, but when we have looked at everything, because we would have read Dr. Yefi's report, of which for now, I'm honest, Chair, I did it for me, not all of it. Thank you, Chair.
Baba Mangi.
I'm fine, Chair.
Sorry. Asong was in front of you.
No, thanks so much, Jason. I think as Honorable Lansing has already put it now, but also what's the process that we'll be following? For instance, we get responses, written responses from departments. We get those, we read the responses, then what? Because now, if today we consider this report in its current form now, the other responses perhaps which have come through, but now when we receive the response, do we come back into the committee, do we consider those responses, or what is the process that we follow there? Or we receive the responses, we read at our individual leisure, and then we come back into the committee, and we deliberate formally, and then formally them into the overall committee's report. What's the process around that one? But as far as Honorable Christian Singer is concerned, I think, yes, we need to be specific in terms, be specific and be deliberate as well in terms of the report. But also what Valerie is saying is, I would agree and align myself with what she is saying. That there's a fourth quarter review that is coming up now. We do this report as it is now. It's just noting some of the comments which were there. For instance, if I was to give you an example, we decried the effect of consultants. If you look at the IPTN, and if you zoom in on one of the programs that the DOT has funded, you'll find that there's a lot of money that was spent in one of the municipalities, the own consultants. But the report turns in now, you know. So I think let's wait for a review, and then once the review process is done, and then we can also then move forward. But also, Chief, maybe you can assist me with the written responses we get from the department. Because now we get a written response, you really come into the committee, there is an agenda on the table that we're dealing with at that committee meeting, which does not speak to the written responses that we got. And then what is the process? Do we reply via email, get the secretariat, or do we then wait for that entity to come? Because when the entity comes again, they're going to be reporting in a different quarter now, different from what the written responses that come through. Now, how do we process the written responses as a committee now? Because it would be a futile exercise. We get written responses for this or for the previous quarter. We look at them, fine. Coming to the committee, there is a total different agenda that is there on the table now. How do we then incorporate those responses? Because some of the questions when we ask them are very specific and deliberate. And when we visit some of these projects that are there on the ground, when we come back here, we know what the response is going to be. And then, you know, like, checkmate, no, but you're lying. This is, I'm this kind. Well, maybe lying is a bit of an extreme way, but the inconsistency, you know. But how the process thereof, as a committee, perhaps one thing that we can spend time on is agree on the process now, as a committee. So, okay, going forward, because we are 5 years, I mean, we visited about 11 entities, and I can say about 60% of them in a resolution of written responses. Yes, they will get the response then what? No. So I think if possible, we can agree on a process now as the committee and say, this is how we're going to deal and process written responses from entities. Thank you.
Well, I think we should take the route that we are packing this item. Let's pack this item. We will come back to it after having had the benefit of the presentation of the fourth quarter and dealing with the expenditure issue, other issues we want to raise holistically. I said when we opened our meeting, we now have introduced ourselves to everybody. I think members were already here when I said that. And we'll be able then to move with the issues going forward as we want to do. Maybe I should also say to members who have been here who may have some bit of frustrations, this is a new committee. I can't compare it with other committees because I was not there. It is unfair to do that. But as a team, we shouldn't be frustrated by any other issue that we can tackle. Because we are here as a committee, we have the right to summon whoever we want to summon and deal with issues as we want to deal with them. Am I right, Advocate? But they're in your team. So let's cool down. Defend this report, pack it, we'll come to it when we are ready, and we'll do justice. Thank you. Can we go to item number two?
Chair, if I may.
Yes, sir.
With your permission. Thank you, Chair. Could I also deposit, as we pass this report, that maybe we consider, maybe at the end or at another stage, on the legacy report. We have a legacy report. What happens to it? I would just like to deposit that, Chair, at some point. I don't know how we feature it, but I just thought, let me deposit it. Thank you, Chair.
I'm going to allow you, Valerie. I can see you want to say something.
No, Chair, I didn't want to say something about that, but I take the committee to the program. Then those issues, the legacy issues and everything will become clear because we will be talking strategic planning session for the committee that's coming up. But, Chair, do you want me to take the committee to the last program?
I'm sure the committee is ready now. Valerie?
Chair, unfortunately, by the time that this term started, the members immediately went into the budget vote, so the issue of the strategic planning session had to be delayed until the NA and the NCOP had their own strat planning session. Chair, and because this is a new committee, I just wish to remind members that the first 2 weeks of the third term is a focus on the budget review session. So I've drafted a program based on everything that should happen, Chair. The deadline for the department to table the annual report from the entities and from itself is the end of September. Chair, that puts the committee in a little bit of a bind because this is your last mid-year at Parliament. So those reports will be, most of those reports will be tabled when members are not here. I will try, Chair, as much as I can to get the electronic copies of the documents and email it to members as far as I can. Some of those documents are very bulky, so it will be very difficult to email that, but I will try as much as I can. And if the department is so good to start tabling some of the documents now, then we will send it to members. Chair, what normally happens during the budget review is there's supposed to be an engagement with the Auditor General of South Africa on the audit outcomes of the department for the previous financial year. And then that is followed by the briefings by the department and its entities. Chair has noted, as, and I'm sure some of my colleagues from the administration have noted, that this is the committee needs a lot of time to engage with the department. And the committee needs to give guidance today and whether the time is sufficient, because I would like to think that the committee wants to avoid a time where the department is asked questions and we run out of time and then they need to respond again in writing and now what's supposed to happen with those follow-ups. So I would rather advise the committee, I'd rather give more time for discussion where you can, even if it means not, because it would be basically impossible to call all of the entities in the period that Parliament makes available for the budget review. Parliament says to committees, you have until the 18th of October to table a report on your engagements with the department and entities. Some departments have two or three entities, so it's easier. Some committees don't have that much work. This committee has 12 entities, and some of those entities have subsidiaries that submit their own annual reports, and then also have the driving license. So you're not thinking of 12 reports or 13, including the department. You're thinking of around 15, 16 reports. And I'm sure the members would want to include also those subsidiaries in the engagement. So in terms of this program, we give the Auditor General 2.5 hours. That is always a very intense period because members would have had the report already, and the engagement, that itself will get 2.5 hours. And then in terms of this program, there is time from 1:30 till 4:00 for the department. Members, I would say, because we know now that the department, a lot of questions are asked and then we run out of time, do not have standard out that day, Chair, and rather focus just on the AG and just the department. Unless the committee is willing to sit until 8:00, 9:00 at night on day one. Then, Chair, on the Wednesday, we have PRASA, Road Accident Fund, Cross-Border ATIA. Again, Chair, for the Wednesday, I would think that for PRASA, you also want these subsidiaries. So if we include 1, 2, 3, 4 entities, then they will not simply not be enough for all of them. Some entities, like CBRT, say it's not doing too bad, and ATIA is not too bad, so I would like from the committee guidance on whether you really need to call them at this stage. And then, Chair, on the Thursday, we have SAMHSA, Port Regulator, AT&S and SACAR. Again, Chair, AT&S and SACAR is doing pretty well. So we would really need, again, guidance from the committee. Do you need to call them, or the committee will then, or should we have a situation where on the Wednesday, for example, the committee call PRASA and their subsidiaries and deal with them that day and include maybe the Road Accident Fund into that. And then on the Thursday, maybe SAMHSA port regulator and SANRAL. So, Chair, that is the program that is for this, and you can see, members, that it's the 9:30, 10 o'clock start until around 7 o'clock at night, because that's how much time you will need to spend with the entity. And all the briefings have to happen in that week, because on the Tuesday, the committee already has to consider a draft report so that it can be adopted by the Thursday and it can be published in Parliament ATC on the Friday, because that is the deadline that was given to us by Parliament for this report. Chair, it's just that is just now the entity. Then the BRRR period. Then, Chair, from the week of the 22nd, that is mostly just dealing with reports. On the 29th, you'll see there's an agenda item that says possible consideration of legislation. That is put down there because the committees are still waiting for Parliament for decision regarding legislation. They were both before the committee before Parliament, in the last Parliament, so if there's briefings that maybe need to happen, there will be a slot for them at the end of October. I know that the car bill is one of the bills that this new committee will have to deal with. The Tuesday, Chair, the 1st of November, that is the consideration of the report, public protection report on the illegal conversion of the Quantum into minibus taxis. Chair, for 12 and 19 November, there's a Treasury engagement. It's part of the capacity building session with the committee. So that meeting was supposed to take place today, but Treasury indicated that they are busy working on the medium-term budget policy statement. So they have human resource capacity, but they indicated that they are available for two separate sessions because they want to split the capacity building session in one that deals with budgetary and policy matters and the second part with regulatory accounting and procurement matters. So those dates will be confirmed towards the end of the term for those two sessions. And then, Chair, for the end of November, that is the second quarter expenditure for 2019-20, briefing by the department. Week 9 of the parliamentary program deals with, it's just committees and oversight. So it means that the House is not sitting that week from the 2nd to the 6th of December. Chair, we've put down two things that could happen, oversight visit and strategic planning session. The strategic planning session is set out for that time because we have to wait for Parliament to finish its own strategic planning session, the NA and the NCOP, before committees can have it. And that is the time, Chair, where those legacy issues will be dealt with. The committee will be obviously taken through that report again and then plot its way for the next 5 years in terms of the issues that will need to be prioritized. So the report will be revisited. The committee would have had an experience with the department, the issues that came up with the annual report and expenditure, and then we will probably take 2 days to plan for the next 5 years. I hope that answers members' questions on that. Just so that members know, the previous committee could not do the stress plan because we were very busy, but we are making time this time around to engage for 2 full days on planning for the next few years.
Members, there it is. From where I'm seated, chairing this meeting, I would want to request members that maybe the approach we should take is an approach that seeks to focus us. We should say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if it's 5,
should be our focus for this term. This is what we want to achieve. And leave the rest for the future. So that we use the time that we have profitably. My little experience when we went for an oversight visit, there were days where we could not really get to the level of engaging. Even some members were not happy. One member said, Chair, we are not really happy for you giving us three questions. But time dictates, and the program we have for ourselves. So I'm just saying, as we are going to make our inputs based on what Valerie has said, we must also remember that that will also dictate the time we have to interact with whoever we want to interact. So I really want to deposit that timelessly, honorable members. Let's hear your views, your inputs, in terms of the presentation. If I have to say, Valerie is proposing that those entities that do not have carry a lot of issues, we should not call unless we have a specific issue with an entity, and try and focus on this one that we want to deal with, like your plaza, and so forth. Let me hear your views. Honorable McDonald.
Chair, thank you. Chair, I'm also in agreement with Valerie. I do think that there won't be sufficient time on the Tuesday the 8th to see the department and Sunrock. I do think that Sunrock and Praza, the buffalo and the elephants, we need a day each for them. Not only because of the magnitude of problems, but also like Praza has many entities. I would rather have Praza and his entities on a single day, and then Sunrock on a single day. And then some of these entities that we've currently visited recently that are more okay and more than okay, I think it's fine for this time that I think we can spare them the travel to Cape Town for this time due to time constraints, and then let's concentrate on the bad apples for now. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Ramadwa.
Thank you, Mohori Fay, the Arivo and Spinatiwa Nature. Honorable Chairperson, when the secretary was presenting, she mentioned that we are going to get our legacy report in December. My understanding is that that report will include the fourth quarter and everything that happened before. That we can't wait until December. The legacy report is important to us for now, so that when we deal with the first quarter, second quarter, we are able or we know what has happened in the last term before. I think it's important. Secondly, my understanding is that all the entities are the entities that we must interact with. If they are doing well, we must encourage them. So now, I would propose that those who are doing well, we can do the things and we don't leave them. Because we did oversight, and there are some issues that we have identified that we must discuss with them. So now, it is important that we we call all of them, but what we can do is that we can club them together, groups that are doing, not to leave them, because we must encourage them if they are doing well, and if there are issues that we have identified, we will discuss with them so that they continue to do well. And then the other thing is, I think I'll end up the same.
Baba Mfundi,
Chair, thank you very much. I feel like I'm being put in a box, and I'm feeling suffocated. And I hope at some stage I'll get oxygen to breathe. One, I fully concur with Honorable Rama Atua. There is no, we are not calling people because it's a nice thing to do. It's a fashionable thing. No, this is not fashion. This is an oversight role that we must do. And we cannot relegate it to anybody. When we do it, how long we do it, is what this committee must decide. Secondly, Chair, because if you look at it, it's presenting an annual report. So how do we know they are doing well if we have not got an annual report that is being presented to be able to engage on it? So I don't agree that there are people who must be left on the side. I am registering my disagreement on that one. Secondly, I agree with Honorable Rama Atua. I don't know what we're going to do with the legacy report in December, because already we'll be finishing a year. When we come back in January, it's the end of the financial. We've already lost a year of where we could have picked up on critical things that the legacy report would have highlighted. So my view is that the legacy report has to find expression at a far earlier level, or else we must see how best we engage with it. Thirdly, it might be a question or whatever. I don't know at what stage we registered a dissatisfaction with not seeing Autopex and Intersight, if I remember well. And nowhere do we talk about them on the side, you know, like we might call Prasa with this entity. I want us to see those entities, or I'm recommending we see them, because Autopex is moving the majority of our black people. And Autopex is as worse as the racist. Do we want to wait for all the wheels of those buses to go off? Then we start wanting to see Autopex. And I think we need to prioritize that as a matter of critical importance. Now, the strategic planning session that is being proposed, and again, one might not have been here, or the understanding of the strategic planning session in other places was totally different here. I'm not sure, and that is really seeking clarity, what is the link between the strategic planning session of other departments in Parliament and this portfolio committee's strategic planning session? What is the link? Why do we need to wait for another one to inform what we want to do given the challenges that we have here? Going forward. So, Chair, that is my input for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable, Master Watson, oh, you'll come after Honorable Shabangu. Honorable Shabangu, have the stage.
Thank you, Chair. You know, we are dealing with the SOEs that were taken to be not doing right by the people of South Africa and Africa at large. Therefore, my take would be this oversight visit should be planned in such a way that members should engage with the departments thoroughly. They must not be treated in such a way that we take them as tourism business or just a visit. Therefore, enough time should be allocated with the different entities so that we can engage the present mandate. Thank you.
I think, honorable members, let us understand one thing. We want to start at what time? 10. From where I'm seated, I do not have a problem. We can start at 10 a.m. and go up to 10 p.m. But these members who are suggesting that must be here. But because it simply means that, it simply means that if we want to call everybody, it's our right. We can call everybody. We can sit here up until 12 if you want, if you so wish. So don't feel you are being boxed here. I'm listening to your suggestions. Very democratic. If the field is that, let's call everybody, then we'll adjust. 10 to 10 midnight or 12, it's okay. I'm just saying it's up to the members. Honorable Anthony.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just a suggestion on the order. I would strongly suggest that after the briefing by the AG, we should start with the entities, and as a benefit of seeing the entities and having been exposed to their financials and strategic plans, right at the end, see DOT.
Yeah. Entities first, then DOT. Okay.
Chair, I'm sorry about this. Please forgive me. I hear the argument that you must see everybody. I understand where it comes from. I also understand the fact that you are a new committee, therefore we need to know almost everything. However, Chair, it's not possible. I'm being very honest with you. It's not possible for us to sit in one committee for 4 days for the fact that all of us belong to other committees. Two, we are not ticking box, they want to do work. We don't want to bring us here at 12, what, at the time we'll be really ticking box. We don't want to sit before people and drown the and we aren't sure of what you're talking about. I'm being very realistic, Chairperson. I really would want us to consider what is this that we want to achieve, and therefore bring all those that are notorious. And I think Valerie can do this for us, plan a situation where at the end we will release everybody. But let's start with people that we really want, because we said we wanted to have reports and recommendations, which for me that is quite important. And recommendations will come when you do the work in an extensive way. So I really would want to insist to say, let's do everything, but let's be realistic also. To say, fine, 10 to 9, first day is fine. Second day, because we are not all as fit as we want to be, we start to tone down. First day, extensive work, move, but come in, and in that way we have bring everybody else here in check. We might see entities first and meet with the department later. However, I'm not sure if we can't see both at the same time. I'm not sure what would be the problem in doing so, because the department for where I'm sitting is responsible to play oversight into those entities. So where there are failures, the department must also come in and take responsibility and further explain.
No,
thank you so much. I think I would agree with Honorable Christian Singer.
let me give you one example. One, for instance, we see all the entities, say the AG and then all the entities, and then we close with DOT. Remember, DOT is a department that is responsible for dispersing funding to this entity. If we pick up issues any of the entities, if we see the department lastly, we can then be in a position to hold them accountable as well. Unlike we see the Department of Transport first, and then we pick up that there are challenges in all the entities, and that the department has left. Obviously, when they come, they also want to come with their own annual a financial report into the committee. So it is the AG, and then we see all the other entities, and then we finish with the DOT. But Chair, also, if you look at the program itself, until the 10th of October, obviously understanding that on Friday is the deadline and where the report needs to be published and everything else. But is there anything that prevents us from meeting in the morning? Of that, yes, Friday the 11th. If there is, perhaps the committee coordinator can advise. But if not, I would say we can still meet for this specific program, to deal with this specific program, and then we move. Friday morning, we come in. We start. I mean, we've had situations where we were meeting at past 9. I mean, the last when we met Samsa, even though the other member missed the briefing, but we were here, and it was here at the past 8. But I think we can on Friday morning, and then we start saying maybe half past 8, and then say by midday or by lunchtime. Obviously, if it's not going to be contravention with the deadline that the committee must keep to and that the report must be published by. And then my last comment, Chair, yes, we have to see all the entities. I think I want to align myself to the school of thought that says, as a committee, we have an oversight role that we need to perform on the entities. Even the ones that are doing well, they're not performing 100%, so they're not firing on all cylinders. So the objective should be, how do we then exercise that oversight role that we have on those entities so that they can be in a position where they're performing optimally. Obviously, if an entity, I mean, of all the entities that we visited, that we put a briefing on, there was no entity where I didn't have an issue with. None. All of them had an issue somewhere on their report. So therefore, and it doesn't say that for me only, but for many members as well. So when they're doing well, yes, it's good, but we also have a duty to perform oversight over their operations as well. So my point of departure is, one, we take duty lastly, and then look at Friday morning, and then we also call all other entities. But yeah, just to abuse this platform that I've just given me now. Yes, no thanks, Alan Chimpson. Okay, so we're going to be doing the strategic planning for the committee for the next 5 years, right? We had picked up that there were, for instance, in some of the IPTNs where they were not doing so well. Obviously, when we do the strategic planning session, we'll decide when are we going to convene some of them or when are we going to summon some of them into the committee. Well, there were some of them which were not doing so well. But to say, how do we then call a municipality and say Buffalo City come and break the committee, specifically on the IPTN program, public transport program, in terms of the IPTN. So, as far as that is concerned, I think when we do the strategic planning and the program for the committee, that must be incorporated in as well. Thank you. But for municipalities outside of the entity, municipalities and anyone else that gets a grant from the duty.
Honorable Nolu Chungu.
Thank you, Chair. I want to support the view that all entities, you know, should come and report. But what we need to do, we need to prioritize those that are serving the public, you know, especially public transport, Sunrail and Trasa. Valerie has been exposed to the meeting and she knows exactly what the issues are. And those entities with burning issues, especially Trasa, we should actually spend the whole day looking at their problems and addressing them. And also Sunrail, you know, this morning I came to information that Sunrail has a debt of $32 billion, and over and above that, an additional $9 billion has been approved. So it was really shocking for me. So it is important that those two entities are prioritized, and then we see the rest. Thank you.
When we see the rest. Is it from Tuesday to Friday? Valerie?
Just based on what members, I was taking notes of what members were saying. So it means, Chair, it's from Tuesday to Friday. And I know out of previous experience, it means sitting in till quite late into the evening at the times when the previous committee was doing all the entities, it meant sitting until around 10 o'clock. So changes based on what I've heard, and I just want members to also just remember there's one that's not an entity, the trading account, driver's license trading account is not an entity, but they are going to table their own report, so we shouldn't lose sight of them, including them. If we do, then it will be 16 reports that are tabled, including InterSight and AutoPack. So based on that, Chair, I would suggest starting with the AG, then going straight into PRASA and their entities just for the Tuesday, no one else. On the Tuesday, AG followed after lunch by PRASA and its subsidiaries. And then the Wednesday, starting with Panrail, because of the issues that came up during the APP visit.
Okay.
Followed by Road Accident Fund, and
let's try and put time.
Yeah.
So Chair, that we understand each other. Yeah.
Chair, it would be very difficult to time down now because let me explain. An entity will need at least a half an hour to present the information, but as I said, I've observed that this committee needs more time to interrogate. I don't think an hour is going to be enough for interrogation, and I already see Mr. Unsinger with two fingers up. So that's where we are possibly going to be for 2 hours today.
Can we accept the notion of 2 hours, members? We say 45 minutes presentation. 45 minutes engagement, that will mean the chair will have to come up with a strategy of managing that time, 45 minutes. That may say 2 questions per speaker, so that we understand it properly. And then we give them 45 minutes to respond. Because they must respond again when we deal about it. So what will that lead us to, Valerie? 45 times 3. Those who have done maths at school. 3 hours. 3.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Under normal circumstances, this is what members want.
Because you can't have 16 and want to just brush over. They are here, you have seen them. Therefore, you are happy. I think what the question we need to respond to is the value of the report we want to present and deal with. Okay. Let me try and convince members. We will try to go as late as possible, right? Try and allocate 2.5 hours. Because for Sandral, let me say, for Prasa, we can't put, for an example, 2 hours. Are we agreed? Members, are we agreed? Prasa, we need to spend time. Can we allow them 4 hours? So that you also say whatever you want to say, you recommend. Is that fine? And that will also go for Sandra. Melody Chungu? Are we together? I'm dealing with your proposal now. AG has already taken 2.5 hours, ne? Yeah, and to me that concludes the 2 days that we have. We're getting to the third day, right? Then we are left with a day and a half. Am I right, Valerie?
Chair, just as long as I can work on the time, but just as long as members are available from 8:30 till around just before 2 on that Friday, because I can tell members now it's going to be a long session with the DLT on that Friday. And so we need members to be committed until around 1:30.
What's the date on Friday?
The Friday is the 11th, just so that I can clarify with Mr. Mabena. The deadline for the publishing of the report is not that Friday, it's the Friday the 18th.
So can we include that Friday, members? Who is there and who's not there? Those who do this, we are there up until 2.
Chair, my position would be, as a rural girl, I would request an appeal that until 1, because I have only 1 Friday day.
Okay. Can we accommodate up until 1 Friday? Okay. Up until 1 Friday. Let's also agree on these other particular days. We must have time limit. We can't. Can we go up until 9? At least. Are we agreed?
Yes.
Good. We are going somewhere. Okay. Except for Prasa and Sandral and AG and the department. The department Friday, we are with the DOT, ne? That's the only business of the day. Ne? Now, you know, understandably, because I think we must try and move as a unit. Understandably, practically, if we push to that extent, we'll see about 10. We won't be able to see 16. I'm being very practical. Now, Valerie, I think what we should do, members in their quest have indicated, for an example, Honorable Manu talked about Autopex and Intersite, right? Can we try and accommodate as much as possible, those that we can accommodate, and see how far we can go within those parameters that we agree on? Honorable Shabami.
Thank you, my dear Chair. You will call me to order if I'm out of order. I was thinking in terms of transportation, because we cannot plan up until late without arranging transport to ferry members to and fro on the route of day. Thank you.
Just so that you know, when we do work late, Parliament provides transport. If the buses would have left that time, so Parliament will pay for transport and for meals. Because it is a very long day, we need to include a time where members will sit down and have a meal, and not just standing up and eating on the go. So we need to include that in the time as well, Chair. The other issue is all committees will sit the whole time that week. So we might not necessarily get a big enough venue. If we invite, for example, Prapa, with its whole board, its subsidiaries to come to that, that is, and then we also have outside stakeholders. So our venues at Parliament are very limited. So we normally in this period, we go out. So members, it might mean, in terms of logistics, we will have to sit maybe in a hotel boardroom until 5, then have to take a break, come over, and continue the meeting at Parliament, because there won't be enough venues for all committees to use all the time. And we also, as a committee, need permission from the House Chair to sit on the days that are not in, that is not our usual slot. So, Chair, we will need to, from other members that are sitting on other committees, to also know in advance which ones will go to other committees in that time, because that information has to be disclosed to House Chair as well. But we do provide transport, we will provide meals, and the fellow will take care of that.
No, I think that is well understood. It means in that framework, you must also include 30 minutes lunch and 30 minutes dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And members shall have to be very disciplined. 30 minutes, we come back, the train. But I think that's what we understand each other on. Honorable Man.
Chair, thank you very much. I wanted to suggest, if it is not already standard, that we are specific to how the presentation by whoever we are seeing should be structured, so that we are looking at the same thing. We don't want others presenting in a different angle or so. Then we are able to limit the time. In terms of the presentation, it doesn't go forever. Thank you, Chair.
Are they not presenting APPs? Annual report. Okay, and we have given them 45 minutes. Okay. Can members suggest how they want the report to look like, so that we communicate that to these entities? Honorable Mandu.
If I may kick start, Chair. Well, one, we want to take out the background and what the department does. We don't want to see it. We want to hear what were the targets for the previous year, what was achieved, and what was the reasons of not achieving
or whatever it is. For me, those three key things are very important. Target, what was achieved, and the reason for deviation or whatever the case may be. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think one other thing as well, in terms of tracking and monitoring as well on the report. There are specific programs within some of these entities, but when you they present the financials and everything else, but then in terms of the tracking some of the items and as to by when should this have been achieved and all of those things, and also lastly, those entities that have obviously had findings from the Auditor General, can they also specifically report how many of those directives from the EG have they closed? If not, why not have they not closed those directives? And then what are the steps that they're taking? And then some of those boards, in terms of the this thing, the risk and audit committee internally, can we also get an indication what are the steps that they have also could have taken in terms of the financials that they're reporting to us. But maybe this one is entirely cheap, Chair. What we don't want to see, the RTIA presentation that we got, however we did the oversight from the pastor in Pretoria there, was telling us a lot, and he spent a lot of time, was telling us a lot of programs which didn't make any sense. If it can be a report which doesn't look anything like that one, can we get specific, since we are just saying now, I think we would achieve a lot of things, because we spent a lot of time in that.
No, don't lament. Don't lament, honorable. Thank you. Honorable Ramato.
Thank you, honorable Chairperson. I think I can just add what my colleague has said, that you must also include consequence management. What have they done to those who are involved in irregular expenditure and wasteful expenditure?
I think that is covered. A little. Honorable Tolash.
I just was saying we need the information that will assist us to make meaningful recommendations, so that you don't go on and say this is what you want and this is not what you want. Because I guess sometimes departments and entities do hide behind those that, no, you wanted something, you know, that we are not sure of at all. If the both advocates and Valerie can also assist in conceptualizing what you want within what is always expected, so that we don't move away and find out on the day that in fact we have wasted 2 hours receiving nothing and with an excuse. But lastly, Chair, if we can just request on logistics now to Valerie, if we can master logistics, I know when they were huge groups that become a problem. I don't know how they do it, but another experience from other colleagues. Logistics, especially in cases of catering, you have such a big problem. I don't know how they do it, but in a manner that they are not to drive just dropping that check.
Maybe?
Chair, I succumb. I'm fine, thank you, Chair.
We take it, Honorable Manu. We take it that we have dealt with this item as best as we could. And we take it that we are all in unison, that we'll take as much as we can. So that when we come here on that particular day and committees, we have not taken everybody on board. We understand that it was true to what we could chew based on the time frames that we had agreed on. Elate. Thank you very much. Valerie, you have a rough kind of an idea what is to be requested.
Yes, Chair, just an update. I heard from the department now they are able to table at least three annual reports. But just so that members know, you are leaving this week, so most of the information will reach you when you are in your constituency. I will try my best to get documents as soon as possible. Those members with Gmail accounts, if you have an alternative, if you can use your parliament mailboxes, please. Because the Gmails are too small, especially when we have to send that the actual document at the table. But as I said, you know, we will try our best from the site to get info to members way before time. But I suspect that most of the documents will be tabled on the very last day of tabling, which is the 30th, which will give members probably just 7 days to go through a truckload of information, Chair, to put it like that.
Truckload. Okay. There we go. Truckload. Synthesize the information. It would have also helped me, help us, honorable members, if you can try and caucus yourselves and say, Honorable Lud Singer has, Han Singer has an interest here and here. Let's allow him to elaborate. Sometimes you have all the hands going up simultaneously, so it becomes difficult to try and allow a member who has a bit of experience on those issues to elaborate on behalf of all of us. So as you do your caucuses, I can see your caucusing very nicely. Also try and get that understanding amongst yourselves, so that when I get into the meeting, I know at least we have 2-3. Then I can give some sufficient time. But if it's everybody, I'll be forced to have come up with a standard that binds everybody. And in that standard, honorable member must talk. You must not abuse me as you normally do in other meetings, because at least you are agreeing. Okay, thank you. Honorable member, when I actually say thank you on an item, yeah, I mean that item is closed.
I agree, Chair.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. So it means,
it's not on that item.
No, it means the honorable member must allow me to go to the next step.
Chair, I agree. I want just to deposit in your wisdom. You know you've got a lot of wisdom.
And honorable,
so along the way, as you guide us, we keep on depositing. Honorable, be patient with us, honorable.
Manu and Mapena, when you called Mapena from that side, I want you. And what I want you against is now happening. Deposit this year.
Chair, the report on the FIU. I just want to know, did it have time frames? Sorry, not FIU. What was the
public protector?
That the department had to do certain things by this time. I just want to check on a legal point of view and when we discuss it at that time, Chair. But
you can deposit it and find time, maybe not.
The report is part of the program.
That's the reason, sorry, Chair, again, yeah. That's the reason I'm raising it. That
Does
it fall within
it falls within that time frame. Maybe I must just indicate that DTI, Trade and Industry, DTI, was not ready on the 11th. We should have dealt with this report on the 11th as a joint committee, right? It is them who gave us
the date of the 11th, it is them who came back to say the department is not ready. Now the report is on the, Valerie, where is this report now? 20th, I think, 20 something, or 19th.
November 5th.
We are going to be dealing with that report irrespective of the I hear or not, because this is our report. And I'm sure we'll spend time, and we will have to ask the question that Honorable Hansinger has asked earlier on. What is our intention on this report? So that we deal with all the underlying factors when it comes to that report. So members should go and read that thick document from the Office of the Public Protector. As we deal with that report, we should not let any stone unturned. Thank you very much for your deposit, Honorable Member, your progressive. Let's go to the, this is the last item, according to the agenda I'm having in front of me, and this is the item I like very much. Minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Any correction on page 1? The 20th of Ntuliga, 2019. Ntuliga is August. Page 1, the next page, which is page 2, 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. Any mover for adoption? Honorable McDee, seconded by who? Any matter arising on page 1? 2? 3? Is there any matter arising from the minutes? Okay. No matter arising from the minutes. Thank you very much. No. You know the order of minutes. You have to accept your minutes as it, through reflection of what transpired that day. First. Right? After adopting your minutes, you can raise an issue in that minute if you have an issue. So you adopt first before you raise issues. Because you can't raise issues on the minutes that you have not adopted. If I'm correct, the next set of minutes is on the 27th of August, 2019. Yes, Honorable Member. It's matters arising. Okay.
I don't want to take, because it indicated in the meeting that the department will submit the report in writing on the 27th of August, whether they then submitted or not.
On the 27th of August. And we are getting to the minutes of the 27th of August. Yeah, no. Let's get the
response. Valerie?
Does the member want to know whether the department submitted the DTI, they submitted the item to members. The responses were sent 2 days, but it was sent 2 days after the date agreed by the committee. So yeah. So I think the deadline for that response was 27th August, but the information was emailed to the department to the committee on the 29th.
Okay, page 1, 27th of August, 2019. Page 2, members, are we dealing with minutes? Minutes. You see, this chairperson has a lot of tolerance. Page 3. Page 4. 5. And 6. Any mover? Honorable Manu moves. Seconded by Honorable McDonald. Yeah, you know, when you deal with the records, you must put full names. Any matters on this minute? Nothing. At the minutes of the 28th of August 2019, matters arising or corrections. Page 1, 2, 3, page 4, 5, 6. Any mover? Honorable McDonald moves and seconded by Honorable C.C.C. Dolache. Okay. Can we go to the next set of minutes if there's nothing on this one arising? 29th August 2019. The venue was in Gauti. Is it in Khoza where they say Gauti? Huh? Gauti is soup. In Khoza you say ha. Oh. In Zulu there's no there's no R. Ha is there. Huh? We don't have ha. So we say Gauti. In Gauti. Okay. The meeting was in Gauti. Page 1, correction. Number 2. Three. Four. Five. And 6. Any mover? Yes, so nobody wants to move now. We are on strike. Honorable Ramatwa, the moves, any seconder? Okay. Honorable Bekti. Hey, you know this thing? Minutes of the state here. The venue still in out there. Page 1. Hey, we're not mad. Mashat. Why do you do this? What do you do? Page 2. Page 3. And 4. Any mover? Correction. Yes. Honorable Yabu. Honorable Yabo. He came late. Yeah, sure, he came late. Yeah, he came late. You even whipped him outside.
Oh, yeah.
You must remember.
Yeah, now I remember.
Yeah.
Was very angry.
Yeah. Any mover?
Honorable Anzinger, it will be. Oh, you were not there. You can. Thank you for positiveness. Yes. Honorable McDee, seconded by Honorable Tolash. Right? Okay. Is everybody having the minutes of the 3rd of September? Right? If you say yes, we then move. Correction, page 1, 2, 3, 4, page 5. Any mover? Honorable Ramadwa, seconded by Honorable Hansinger. Thank you very much. Yeah. And then the 10th. Last meeting, where somebody came. Page 1, 2, 3, 4, any mover? Honorable McDonald, seconded by Ramadan. Okay, honorable members, we're done with the minutes. There is a deposit. We must just check this item of a deposit, how best to replace it. Honorable Manu.
Thank you, Chair. I like your patience because we are learning. On the minutes, except the last 2 sets, at the end it says, observations and recommendations made by members will be contained in the committee's report on APPs. But on the last 2, it doesn't say so. Firstly, I want to know what's the difference. Secondly, when are we going to see these observations and recommendations of the APPs and so forth? Because at some point, because of the magnitude and the volume, some of these things might slip us. Thank you, Chair. That one was not a deposit, but more seeking clarity in the process of learning.
No, you are actually right. That should have been dealt with under metathorizing. It's a proper metathorizing. Can we deal with that, Valerie?
Chair, in terms of the APCs, they are normally sent to committees during the budget vote period, which is at the beginning of the year, but we call, and then there's normally a deadline. So by the time that the department has its budget vote, then committees have to report on the APPs. So in a normal year, there would have been 2 reports, one on the budget vote and one on the APPs. But because this is an election year and the APPs were tabled, I think, a few days before the debate, there's no deadline with this one. But in terms of the deferral, Parliament referred this report as for consideration and report. So at some stage, the committee has to submit something. Those observations, recommendations, will be sent during the recess period, because it will also give members an idea what was discussed when we were visiting the entities. It can also be used as a guide. But in terms of the consideration, the budget review report adoption will come first, because there's a definite deadline for that one. And then when a committee has time to finalize the one on the APPs. But those recommendations will be emailed during the recess period.
For those who are taking minutes, Congratulations. You know, minutes can be a source of trouble if they are not taken seriously. So for the fact that your minutes, all your minutes were, we did not have corrections, it says you are in the meeting at all times. Keep it up. On what the chair said.
Does it mean on the last two steps there are no observations on ATP? Because that paragraph is not there. So does it mean we cannot expect those minutes and observations on the two, on the 3rd of September and the 10th, I think?
Yeah. Okay. Right. When I was doing the monoclassic, I was practicing, and I didn't do that. No, he's delivering. Because you want me to qualify and keep up the good way. Hey, yeah, yo. Hey, honorable Romantua.
We are lazy.
Okay, let's allow the member to say something.
Thank you, honorable chairperson. I just want to have an understanding on the issues that have been raised by honorable man. All the observations and recommendations made by members, when are we going to get the analysis of the press? Are we going to get them before the recommendation and the observation be made, or it will be after? Or when are we going to get that? Because it is also going to assist us. Thank you.
Okay,
Honorable Chair,
thank you.
Yes, Honorable Chair,
thank you. The analysis will be sent to members before we go to the recess. Yeah, you want to say something, Valerie?
The analysis were actually sent to members before we went on this visit. It was, if I can only send it to the members if you need me, of the APP.
Just unfortunate that we are saying sometimes there is no network. I'm in a rural area, so I'll request Chairperson. I thought maybe I'll take this to the meeting so that I get this thing. Because in a rural area, we are saying I'm up here.
Yeah,
sometimes there's no network, and
they
can't get this.
Yeah. No, we know Venda. We know very well. One thing we must try and do is to really talk about the network in that part of the world. KZN is coming beautifully all right, and Eastern Cape, the Free State is sorted. So you prefer hard copies?
Yes.
Okay, no, okay, ma'am. Yeah, sure. Yeah, please. Members, there is an invitation by Rail Safety Conference. Is addressed to the chairperson, which is me,
okay.
In this case. But because I'm this understanding chair and working with this understanding committee, the conference will be from the 1st to the 3rd of October. And I guess that will be the time when you are doing your constituency. Yeah, you know why people cannot say kwakwa. They struggle to say kwakwa. They say kwakwa. Okay, let's listen to your white person. You are not a white person, please. You know what is the honorable answer?
No, this I mentioned you saying kwa kwa.
Now, so you must bear with me when I struggle to say constituency.
Yeah.
Is there any member who will be available during that time to represent us. Maybe you'll be here. Okay, McBee's here. Who else? Here in Cape Town. From the first, Honorable Mangui will come. Yeah. There must be a woman. Now you must understand that it's during constituency time. You must fly and come in here for the conference, specifically. Yeah, from the first to the third. And once you have put your name here, no apologies. Please, woman and man. Coming from Gauteng.
It's a rail safety conference.
Yeah, so you're available. Okay. I wish to not to be available. If we have three members, then I can always do other things for the constituency. You lead the delegation, Comrade McBee. Thank you very much. Allow people to learn, as I do. Right? It's very important. Okay. Valerie, any other thing we leave you?
Just so the members know, in terms of the logistics for the conference, the committee has submitted an application to House Chair and the Chief Whip to ask for permission for members to attend first. So we will have to await outcome from Chief Whip, because I know there's a strong feeling about members being in the constituencies. But we will communicate that as soon as possible. The center will inform members about the logistics. We need to know where you are going to be flying from and to for that time.
I will talk to the Chief Whip straight after this. Thank you for availing yourself, members. That is highly adorable. Well, I guess we are dealt with the business of the day, as we're supposed to. And thank you very much for giving me tough time for positive things, of course. To those that think this committee will brush things aside, let's erase that thinking. We're not gonna do that. We are going to deal with the issues to the best of our ability. Let me also request you as members that before you roll up your sleeves and tackle people, we may want to use a different approach rather than tackling. An approach that will lead us into achieving something out of the concerns that we have. If we want to deal, for an example, with the report of the public protector, we may want to go deep into how did this happen? That one illegal panel van that has been turned into a quantum is being sold to three different individuals and is being financed properly when it was actually not supposed in the first place to be on the road. And that may not need our militancy and close the meeting. It may need cool heads, responses, and more invitations to these individuals that we think we need to talk to them. So I'm just saying, when I say let's focus, I'm not trying to sweep anything under the carpet. I'm saying choose the chunk that you can deal with and say let's deal with this thing properly and get the results. We'll get to the next one after dealing with this thing. So I think we'll find each other as we move, because I move from the premise that the chair can never be wrong in terms of steering the ship. And
I'm very open to be engaged by all the members here on your views, your knowledge, your experiences on these issues that you think may be new to me, so that when I get into a meeting, I kind of have an understanding of how people think. So moving forward, so let's be positive to the department, because the department is here. Tandi, we have seen Tandi. We are now mamme. Cookie. Just cookie. Cookie. Yeah. Hey. Okay. To the department, we're not going to fight anybody here. We are not declaring war with anybody. But we are going to take the department by the hand to do the right things that we all must do. That's what we are here for. Ne? No fight, but we want to do correct things. My last response is that we will have to tackle directly the issue of transformation in this department and the entities. We will deal with it. When I read our minutes, I came to a point that we have asked these questions, but we have not asked one simple question. Is it possible that people stay as BEE for 25 years in this country, failing to graduate from the status of them being BEE to a status of them becoming big businesses? We may want to, as we get this report, find a demonstration that no, this person was a BEE and now the person has graduated and the person is at this level. Because it's 25 years. Unless we are saying, let's perpetuate this thing that black people are only fit for BEEs. So we'll deal with all those things. We're at the right platform. And to the administration, we must say, up to now, we're moving nicely together. Don't represent anybody, but represent the capacity that this committee wants. We will treat you with all the respect that you deserve. Thank you very much. Let's close this meeting with the powers that are conferred in me. I declare this meeting duly closed. Thank you very much.